Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at myspace.com/urbanliteraryreview.
Hey, real talk, you need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight, net weight, distribution, shipping, handling, whatever it is, I got it.
From a city where niggas try to straighten crinkles out the game, selling underground singles out the trunk of candy paint. I just want to go where everybody know my name. Always glad I came and I could feel that in my veins. They know me from hustling, I'm about that change. Calculating profits, no losses, all gains. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm flooding the city cause I ain't playing the same thing. They on the same block trying to claim the same thing. Let me say the same thing, I'm playing the same thing. I'm shoving that thing, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the thing, listen, I'ma leave the stain. I'm a crank girl.
Welcome back to a mixture of arts with your girl, say to say what? Holding it down on EOTM Radio. Yes, friends, we have an exciting show for you guys tonight. I don't know why I'm so giggly now, but before I get all extra deep in the moment, right here, right now, just so you know, EOTM always strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds while increasing a little network, because you already know that it increases your network. I'll show now with that said, folks, your girl say to say what? Got some EOTM news for you. Now, first and foremost, I just want to go ahead and congratulate the newest EOTM radio personality, Derek Mooney, for holding it down, well, last night on his first show. Now, his show, Let's Face Reality with DJ Team and the A-Team will air every other Wednesday night at 10 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. So y'all definitely want to go ahead and check that out. Now, back to our topic. Now, our topic for tonight is basically on the Shadow Scholar. Now, friends, have you ever heard of the Shadow Scholar? I mean, this man literally gets paid to write college papers on towards a master's degree in cognitive psychology, a PhD in sociology, and a handful of postgraduate credits in international diplomacy. Now, Ed Dante has worked on bachelor's degree in hospitality, business administrations, and accounting. And he's even written for, like, courses in history, cinema, labor, relations, pharmacology, theology, sports management, maritime security, airline services, sustainability, municipal budgeting, if I can say that word right. I don't even think I'm saying half of these words right. Marketing, philosophy, ethics, Eastern religion, postmodern architecture, anthropology, literature, and public administration. And he has also attended like 36 online universities and completed 12 graduate theses of 50 pages or more. Now, my thing is this, y'all. According to the original article on the Chronicle Review of Higher Education through the editor's note, Ed Dante is a pen name for a writer who lives on the East Coast. Now, through a literary agent, he approached the Chronicle wanting to tell the story of how he makes a living writing papers for a custom essay company and to describe the extent of student cheating he has observed. Now, in the course of making some changes to the article, the Chronicle Review correspondence Dante had with clients and some of the papers he had been paid to write. Now, I know what you guys are thinking, and I do see some callers on the phones right now, but for you guys that are trying to chime in, y'all can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And I want to hear your comments on this strange on this little strange circumstances. Yeah, so with that said, you guys, please hold tight. I will be with you in just a second. I will go ahead and let the folks hear a little YouTube video about the Shadow Scholar. So y'all go ahead and hold tight. I'll be right back, okay?
The Chronicle of Higher Education did this incredible story about someone who refers to himself as the Shadow Scholar. Now, the article does not share his identity, so we don't know who he is specifically, but he wrote this incredible article about how he gets paid $2,000 or more to write essays and papers for college students. Now, this is not news. This is something that we've heard about before. But people are so unaware of how often this happens, okay? It's not one college student for every 1,000. This Shadow Scholar says that he has made a very, very good living doing what he does. In fact, he made $66,000 last year just by writing papers for college students who want to cheat, okay? So, first of all, let me just tell you that the reason why this is so problematic is because there are so many people in college right now getting higher education that know nothing, that cannot construct a simple sentence. And he gives an example of that. One of the people that came to him and asked him to write a paper was this one business major. And the business major, he quotes verbatim in his article, okay? So she emails him several times, and she asks him for help on this paper on business ethics. Okay, how funny is that? So so that's the topic of the paper. So I have some of her emails. I want you guys to read it. I'm going to read them verbatim. You guys are going to be amazed at how many grammatical and spelling errors there are in each sentence. So let's put the graphic up. First one is, You did me business ethics proposal for me. I need proposal, got approved. Please, can you will write me paper? That was the first email that she sent. And amazingly enough, he actually understood that sentence because he deals with so many people who are like this.
But Anna, look, when you see that email, you see she really needs him. He's providing a real service. Makes sense.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. Let me continue. Another email she writes had to do with sources. And she writes, did you get the source I send? Please, where are you now? Where you are now, I'm sorry. Desperate, she meant to write desperate, to pass spring project or project. So that's her spelling. That's verbatim. That's what she wrote in the email. Next one. Thank you so much for the chapter is going very good. The professor likes it but wants the following suggestions. Please, what do you think? I mean, that it's incredible. And look, I'm actually reading the words, you know, the correct way. She spelled so many things wrong. You wouldn't understand what I'm saying if I were to read them the way she spelled it. But go ahead.
Here's what I don't understand, Anna, the professor, right? Like, she comes up to him and hands in this presumably a very good paper that the Shadow Scholar wrote. But as she's telling them, she's like, here, take paper. It is good. I am good major. Please help. Like, is the professor like, wait a minute now. How did this lady write this paper?
Now,
see what I'm saying?
Right. No, I do see what you're saying. And one of the arguments that the Shadow Scholar makes is that professors have such a heavy workload, and they're so busy with so many different students that they don't have the resources to investigate things. So they're not paying close enough attention. So, you know, oftentimes a student will come up to them, and look, even if you have a hard time writing, you can still communicate verbally, right? These students obviously have an issue constructing sentences on paper, okay? So with this particular student, she first came to the Shadow Scholar asking for help on the ethics paper, right? After he wrote the ethics paper, the professor needed her to make changes. So she didn't know how to make the changes, so she had to go back to the Shadow Scholar and ask him to make the changes, and she had to pay him additional money for that. And then she decided, hey, this is a pretty good paper on ethics, and I'm trying to get my PhD in business. So why don't I ask him or pay him to turn this into a thesis? And he did. This woman, somewhere in the world, has a PhD in business and does not know anything about business, doesn't even know how to construct a simple sentence in an email. Unbelievable.
I have so many things to say. First, that I've decided that is one badass name. The Shadow Scholar. Like, he could be like a professional wrestler or something with that name. Second of all, wouldn't it just be easier to actually get the education?
Absolutely. Like, yeah, like let me just say something real quick, Cenk. How many stories have we done about education putting us in debt, about how we want to go to college but we can't afford it? This woman is getting a PhD in business. I assume she's taking out loans for it. Why don't you get your money's worth and get that education? Why are you wasting your time? And, you know, the Shadow Scholar kind of explains it a little bit. He says that a lot of the people that come to him are either rich kids that are lazy or they are English as a second language students. So, they have a lot of obstacles when it comes to obtaining education. Either they didn't get proper ESL in high school, so it all carried on to college, and they're in a lot of trouble. So there are a lot of different factors that come into play.
Right. Second language, I give a little bit more of a pass on, but I bet you a great majority are rich kids. Because you're thinking, what I was thinking is, why bother getting a PhD? I mean, what are you going to do with it? The minute you walk into somebody's room and you're like, me, PhD scholar, you're gone, right? I mean, what's your point? Why'd you waste all that money? Because not only did you have to take out loans for the school, but you also had to take out loans to pay the Shadow Scholar, right?
Right.
So, and the reason is they want it for prestige. They want it to be able to tell mama and papa, oh, please, I have a PhD, now get off my back and let me sit on my ass. You see what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely see what you're saying. And, you know, he actually writes about the rich kids, and he says that he loves when they go to him because they're usually the ones who know exactly what they want. They're the ones who come from rich families, and they know that they're going to grow up to inherit some sort of business, so they know how to boss people around. So this shadow scholar describes them as students who know exactly what they want. They give specific directions. They're just lazy, so they don't carry out what they're supposed to do for their college education. It's an incredible story.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say Two, Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. Now, right now, for you guys that just tune in, we are in the process of discussing about the Shadow Scholar. And who is this Shadow Scholar? The Shadow Scholar is a guy who makes money by writing college students' research papers. So we have a few callers on the phone right now. The first caller I see is 323-915. You are live. That's good.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
hey, what's
I
up?
Do.
It's Trey Little, man.
Oh, hey, Trey. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was sitting there coming around.
You surprised me on this one.
I know. I was laughing. I said, she don't even know it's me. I just posted on your Facebook page that I was online with you.
That's what's up. So is there something that you want to say or comment about the Shadow Scholar?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, I'm a college educator, man. I have a bachelor's degree. And before I started college, I'm going to be honest, through high school, I mean, they talk about shadow folks, man. A girl's been writing my paper since second grade. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this shadow scholar, I mean, to me, I'm like, oh, they act like that's so new. That's not nothing new. People have finished college, damn, they got master's degrees and doctorates. I mean, the only thing, like, per se, passing the bar, you can't get anyone to go in there and take the bar for you. But as far as those papers are concerned, this is not a subject that surprises me or takes me, you know, shocks me, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I mean, ain't nothing new to it, true to it, you know what I'm saying?
Really? Because, like, think about it, like, this dude makes over $66,000 a year, like, doing this stuff. Like,
yeah.
I never
yeah,
heard
well,
nobody
I was,
ever
yeah.
doing that type of stuff.
When I was in college, I'm saying, man, people used to sell papers all the time. That actually, that's why I'm like listening. Like that's not nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been, man, please. I mean, that's a good hustle. You know, some people would
right.
do their papers, pass the class, and then wait a couple of semesters. You know what I'm saying? Flip a couple words around, and sell it to another person that's taking that class again. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, a professor, a teacher is only a human being. You know, a professor within a semester has, God, how many students you going to have in a semester? You're going to have hundreds of students. You see what I'm saying? So to read
right.
every paper and to be able to say, hey, hold on, two semesters ago, this looked exactly like a paper I read. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just keeping it 100.
Wow, that is crazy, Trey Love, because my thing is this, though, for real. My thing is, I know I'm a writer, but as far as, like, writing like that, though, like, it is crazy. I can't even do that. But at the same time, it's like, dang, why the hell didn't I think of this a long time ago? You know what I'm saying? Like, just to make my life a little simpler, I'm just saying, for real. So do you feel like if we was in that type of predicament as far as you not being able to speak English and you're taking English as a secondary language, would you consider as far as paying him like $2,000 just to take a class for you?
I'm going to tell you like this here. Just like I said, in high school and college, I'm not going to lie, girls been doing my papers for a long time. I wouldn't pay no sucker no $2,000 to do my paper, but I would get me a girl to do it.
You are such a pimp. You are such a pimp. You are such a pimp, Trey.
Somebody going to do my paperwork. Watch. Somebody going to do it. I have to beg, please.
For a small fee.
My thing is, it's like this here. If I need the paper done, you understand what I'm saying, and I can't do it, Trust me, I'm going to find a way to get it done. That's a go-getter. Actually, to tell you the truth, that's an entrepreneur on the move, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, real talk.
That's okay.
I'm going to make it happen.
Okay, Trey, well, thank you so very much for calling in, okay?
You know I got your back, man. Hey, and don't forget to tell the people to support me on Sundays and say, too. I don't know if Carla told you, but I just dropped a hot track, man. We're going to release it Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying, Trey, because I was kind of wondering, like, are you rapping or what? Like, give the folks a little more details, Trey. Come on now.
Look at you. Give the folks a little more details.
Right.
Just
like,
the juicy
ones.
Yeah, this is my first time on the radio actually talking about it because today is what, Thursday? No, Wednesday. We just recorded this right after my show Sunday night into Monday morning. I'm really excited about the gift that God blessed me with because I got the beat, I wrote the track, I wrote the song, and I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not bragging or playing no games. I want the world to know we got a banger on our hands. But I don't want to give details because I know people don't know what to expect from Trey, you know what I'm saying? Because,
exactly.
You know, my style, my swag, yeah, they know I sing, I rap, you know what I'm saying? But I guarantee is you won't be dissatisfied, but I guarantee that everybody's going to be surprised when they hear this track. I mean, y'all could ask Carla about it, she'll tell you, because, you know, I called her with the exclusive, but yeah, y'all be on the lookout, man. It's going to be, you know, we're shooting a video for it next month and everything, so I want the whole ELTM family to show love, you know what I mean, and rock this joint. It's called, I'm going to tell you the name of it. That's all I'm going to tell you. I can't give you no more than that. But right now,
what's the name of the joint, fam?
I can't even say it. I'm going to rock her.
I'm going to rock her.
Yeah, like you know how somebody say, I'm going to F her? I'm saying I'm going to rock her.
I see. Folks, well, yeah, definitely go ahead and tune in or watch out for your boy Trey Love, and I'm pretty sure I am going to be surprised because right now I am anxious, Trey.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, a lot of people anxious, but what I guarantee, though, like I said, it's a banger. I mean, say, too, I'm trying to hold it down. I'm so excited about this song, I don't know what to do, because it's really hot, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't that hot, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm doing a little something. But, nah, straight up, this song has, like, I mean, it's really beautiful to be able to come out with it, man. I'm excited about the future, and I'm looking forward to getting on stage, rocking it, you know what I'm saying, live in concerts around the nation, baby.
Right. I am so happy for you, Trey.
Thank you, darling. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome, man. All right, Trey, well, we have some more callers on the phones. I will holler at you later.
Much love, everybody.
Cool.
All right.
All right, so now the next caller I see is 770-879. You are live. What is good with you?
Much. It's Novi. What's popping with you?
Hey, Novi, thanks for calling in. Now, you know I love it when you call in, right?
Oh, thank you.
I was telling you before how I like your voice, like you have the perfect radio voice and everything. So, about
I said I like the way you put that.
Uh-huh. Right, Novi. Okay, so how you feel about the Shadow Scholar?
I mean, really, the besides the fact that I know a lot of people that will do that, I know a couple of people that have, the only thing I can think about is you're really falsifying what people are supposed to be learning. Like, when it really comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
that might be the next person who's going to be my nurse. Or the person who's supposed to be trusted to run my
company.
And then they end up being like Madoff, where, you know, he faked it, stole my money, I can't get my money back. Or that might be the doctor who should lose their accreditation or their certifications. Now, I think about all types of stuff like that.
You know,
like,
what,
if
you
I'm
were,
on Facebook and I see somebody type something, like I'm about to be a nurse, but they can't spell the profession that they're going to be in, That worries me.
Yeah. You know what, Novi? You were so right, because I was actually thinking about the same thing, because I'm like, dang, like, what if this person, like my daughter or like my cousin or my nephew or something like that needed help, and and this person went to school, got their BA, got their BSc and everything like that, and they don't even know squat. Like, I really don't even understand how these folks even get into colleges like those.
People like, because of people like that dude.
Huh?
Because of people like the shadow scholar. They've probably been riding on.
So you feel like these folks have been doing this like all their lives? Like, do you really think that?
I really do. This isn't a habit that just shows up out the blue after so many, you know, like 18, 20, 24 years of life. It's not something that just shows up. This is something that they've been doing for a while. They're used to being users, and they're used to doing whatever it takes to win. They don't have a moral compass that's telling them, look, in the long run, this is going to be bad. They're into the instant gratification, and if paying for it is the way that they do it, then that's how they get it down.
You know what, Nobi, and this reminds me of something. Like, you know how when you go in for, like, a interview and, like, the boss or whatever is, like, asking you all these crazy questions? And my thing is this, right? How can you tell a crazy person or, like, a killer from a normal person just from that person answering questions? You see what I'm saying?
Because
it's like, huh?
Well, when people are really considered to be psychopaths, it's because
right, like, they don't have... because, like, employers, like, because I just have to be straight up, because I'm not really good at, like, interviews and stuff. But my thing is this, I come in there looking fresh, looking good, smelling good, and these people don't even hire me. So my thing is this, maybe I'm bad with the actual interview questions, but my thing is this, you literally cannot tell a good worker from that person just answering questions. You see what I'm saying?
I do. It can only give you an idea, because you could always fake your way through it. I think you tell a good worker by seeing them work.
Right. Because it's like, because stuff like that, just like, you know, like these college students over here paying the shadow scholar just to do their homework. You know what I'm saying? Like, writing is not hard. And for real, I usually go online and Google all my stuff too, so it is nothing different. Everything you need to know is going to be found online. So what these kids are doing basically is all of them are not really using their five senses, or they're not really thinking outside of the box as far as, you know, doing these research papers. And they're basically wasting their money, really.
Well, I mean,
right.
If it means that they get to, I think, like I said, it's an instant gratification thing, because the short term would be that they get where they were trying to be, go where they were trying to go. But, you know, when it really comes down to it, do you really want to take that risk of being caught,
labeled
fraud?
Exactly. So, like,
I don't know what they're lying about. That could end you in prison, you know, have you wind up in prison for life.
And you know, like
the funny
thing about it, though, no, because I actually tried to have the shadow scholar on the show, but the folks was telling me that he wasn't doing any more interviews because he was trying to protect his image or whatnot. But my thing is this, though, if you already have a legit company, like he says, then it shouldn't even matter, right?
It really should, because the fact that he falsified so much stuff, he's liable for a lot of the stuff that can go on.
Okay, I mean, but they can't even prove. It's not like they can actually prove who he has done it for. They can't even prove that. So how are they going to lock him up?
He might have information.
That's crazy.
I don't know too many, cases where somebody does something that's like illegal, or they do something dumb with somebody else involved, and they don't keep like blackmail information just in case. Insurance policy in case you snitch. You know what I mean? He probably has information. He'll probably end up spelling that information years from now.
That's true. Yeah, you are absolutely right. And that's why I like having you on the show, yo, because honestly, I feel like you are so darn intelligent. You're so darn intelligent, and like the comments that you say definitely make sense, Nobi. All right, Nobi, thank you so very much for calling in. We have some more callers on the phone. I will definitely holler at you later, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, cool. Thanks. All right, so now we have another caller on the phone. This caller right here has been holding on so patiently on the phone. This caller right here is 804-925. You are live. What's good?
You're good, man.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey. Who am I speaking with?
This is Arthur, man.
Oh, hey, Arthur, what is goody? Did you get a chance to hear about the Shadow Scholar?
I did. That is crazy.
Ain't that crazy, though?
It's sad because in the same sense, it's just like what's going on in DeKalb County with the teachers passing the students on the SRT test or whatever the heck that is. They don't know, the kids don't know certain things on the test, but the teacher's going to pass them anyway just to make them look good.
And now for real though, Arthur, I'm just saying, because back in the day, I mean, I'm not too old. I'm only 24 years old, but I'm just saying, back in the day, them tests was hard as enough. Them tests was already hard. So they are starting to make tests like ridiculously hard now. And I don't blame them. And the teachers know that these tests are hard. These teachers already know that the tests are hard.
It's called reading comprehension.
Not everybody knows how to comprehend, duh.
I understand that. But if we started with basics first instead of trying to cheat our way through, then we wouldn't be at this point where we're at right now.
Oh, my God, Arthur. Let's be serious. When you're taking these tests, yo, like in most cases, there is not even a second chance to even take those tests over. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but at the same time, just like your friend said, it's not fair to the people who they're going out there servicing and they don't know squat. It's not fair to us that these people that were supposed to know all this stuff because they have bachelor's degrees and all this other crap and they don't know nothing. That's not fair.
And you know the funny thing about it, though, and you know the funny thing about it, Arthur, is that even if you do get, like, a bachelor's degree or master's, some of these folks are not even working in their field. So they basically went to school 8-10 years for nothing. So what you think is the best way for anybody to go ahead and succeed in life? Me, personally, I believe that everybody needs to try to be a entrepreneur because of the simple fact that even if you do go to school, it is not even a guarantee that you are going to find a job in your career. It is not a damn guarantee, not unless you decide to have your own business as far as your career or whatever, but that's not going to happen. It's rare to find folks that actually start their business in their field. It's rare. So
I think people need to find out what they're best at. Because you have people that's good at singing and all that other stuff. But I think the biggest thing is to find out what we're best at. Because what somebody else is not going to guarantee is a position, like you said.
And you know what, Arthur, you were absolutely right, and you you literally hit it on the nail for real. Because, people do need to find what they're good at, but not only that, they need to find their passion. They need to do what they're passionate about. Half of these folks are too busy worrying about what other folks think of them. And that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to live your life for you. If you have a dream, live that dream. Don't sit around and try to listen to folks telling you what you should be doing with your life. You need to be doing what you love, what you're passionate about, and what you have advantage of. Those are the three things that you need to look at: what you're passionate about, what you are good at, and what you have advantage of. These are the three things
correct. That's absolutely right. Because if we start to focus on what's going to benefit us in the end, is our God talent.
Right. Exactly. So do you feel like if you had that type of money, you would actually pay him to your research papers for you?
You know why I wouldn't pay him?
Why?
Because me personally, if it's a hard task for me, I'm gonna.
Right.
You know why? Because it's gonna be a self achievement if I do it on my own. I'm not gonna pay nobody $2,000 to do no damn paper. Hell, if I turn in half of a paper and I fail, at least I tried. But I still got
my. And you know what? And the funny thing about it though, Arthur, is that how the hell are you going to pay for school? And you got some more money to pay somebody else to do your work. You must have a lot of money like that to waste. I'm just saying.
$2,000—that's going towards the car.
Right, or something else on your business too. For real.
And the scholar, whoever he is, I mean, it's a catch-22. It's a good thing and it's a horrible thing, because you're taking away learning from people who are supposed to know this stuff. They're too busy partying and drinking and hanging with their friends instead of doing their homework. Oh, I got somebody to do my paper. I'll be all right. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
I know. It's like a
disease going on now. Everybody want to cheat, from the elementary school kids to the college kids.
Oh, get the hell up out of here, because everybody cheat. I'm just saying.
Everybody.
I'm pretty smart in language arts and stuff like that, but you know what? I would say the only subject I would say I have ever cheated in, yo, I would say is probably physics, because I suck.
I hate physics. But just like I said, the biggest satisfaction I get out of it is that even though I might get the best score, I did it, I passed it, and I feel good about it. Nobody else did it for me. But I guess that's just me, because I don't like to cheat on certain things. When it comes to certain things, I don't like to cheat.
On certain things, right, exactly, on certain things. So what you think about these folks that are letting this guy pays for what they do, and because it's just a certain thing that they're not good at. You see what I'm saying?
I think the biggest problem is that it's easy for us to to fool people into thinking that we know what we're talking about because we wrote it on a piece of paper.
Yes.
But what I think teachers should do is say, okay, you got to give me this paper. And then when they give you the paper, try to flip another way to the paper to them so you could see if they really understand what they did. And then that way, we could sort of fill people out like, you know what, you didn't write this paper, you don't know what you're talking about. Because what you just now said to me and what you got written on your paper does not add up.
Yo,
But it's all about a passing grade.
I'm going to go ahead and read something real quick, Arthur. I'm going to go ahead and read something real fast, and then I'm going to go ahead and put the next caller on the lines, okay?
Now
my thing is this, you guys. This is the way that he does it. He says that it's not impossible to write a 75-page paper in 2 days. It's just miserable. I don't need much sleep, and when I get cranky, I just churn out 4 or 5 pages an hour. First, I lay out the sections of an assignment: introduction, problem statement, methodology, literature review, findings, conclusion, and whatever the instructions call for. Then I start Googling. I haven't been to a library once since I started doing this job. Amazon is quite generous about free samples. If I can find a single page from a particular text, I can cobble that into a report. I'm sorry, guys. As you can see, I'm not the best seller or whatever, because these words are crazy. What I don't know from customers' reviews and publishers' blurbs, Google Scholar is a great source for material providing the abstract of nearly any journal article. And, of course, there's Wikipedia, which is often my first stop when dealing with unfamiliar subjects. Naturally, one must verify such materials elsewhere, but I've taken hundreds of crash courses this way. Now, after I have gathered all my sources, I put out usable quotes, cite them, and distribute them among the sections of the assignment. Over the years, I've refined ways of stretching papers. I can write a 4-word sentence into 40 words. This gives me one phrase of quotable text, and I'll produce 2 pages of ponderous explanation. I can say in 10 pages what most normal people could say in a paragraph. Now, this is crazy. This dude has basically done his split testing. He has basically done his homework. He has done tests. He has been testing this for years. And I'm just saying, like, Wikipedia and Amazon, he is, like, absolutely right, because these websites basically give out all these definitions of everything and what they stand for. And you can just copy and paste, but, really not anything.
The difference is that he took his time out to actually sit there and read all of it and understand it.
Yeah, that's true. But check this out. This dude said that the latest he ever stayed up was 20 hours. Can you imagine that? Being up for 20 hours? That's crazy.
I mean,
that is really crazy. What you say, Arthur?
He is trying to obtain a lifestyle that he enjoys. So, in a way, I kind of feel what he's doing is good, but at the same time, the bad always outweighs because of the circumstances that goes along with it. That we have these supposed to be brilliant college students who went to college in the first place, but can't write a damn paper.
I guess so. And you know what? We got, like, one more caller on the line.
I want to see what he thinks about your statements and about my statements and also about the Shadow Scholar. We have another caller on the phone. It's 706-386. You are live. What's good with you?
Hey, what's going on, Saitu? This is Derek, man, out of Athens, Georgia, man. And you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to call in right quick. I know your show about to go off or whatever, man. But, yeah, man, I feel what Buddy's saying, man, because it's crazy. There are a lot of people that's actually in college right now that can't write a paper, you know what I mean? So, you know, evidently those kind of people are the ones that's targeted by the scholar, the Shadow Scholar. So, you know, that's just my opinion on it. But I got another thing, though. What if all this comes to light one day and everybody that he wrote a paper for has to come out and say it? That could mess, like, a lot of people's careers up that's doing, you know, good things now in their career. Don't you think?
So why would these folks come out and say that they pay him to do that? Like, do you really think that's logical? Or I don't think it makes any sense why they would do that.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, if it had to, then I guess it just depends on the circumstance it came down to. I mean, if they traced it back and they found out, you know, that the same format was used or something, I mean, I don't know how he really changed it, though, but you know what I'm saying? It could be something
right.
that he did that stands out.
Right, but you know something, though, Derek? Oh, just so you guys know, Derek is the one that just did the new show, Let's Face Reality. So this is your guy, Derek, right here, the new radio personality for EOTM. So, Derek, I was just about to say, as far as people doing that, though, like, seriously, I don't think that they're stupid because they don't know how to spell certain, like certain words or whatnot, because not everybody is good in every single subject. So they might be smart. They might be smart. It's just the whole writing paper thing. Because not everybody can write. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
Not everybody knows how to do stuff like that. So for, like, them to pay somebody to do it and they don't know how to do it, that makes sense. I mean, shoot. If I didn't know how to do something and I want something done the fastest way possible, hell yeah, I would go ahead and pay somebody to do something for me. But as far as, like, writing is my thing. So, I mean, I never paid nobody to do that. Matter of fact, I never even paid anybody to ever do my homework for me. Never. But
how would you feel, though? How would you feel, like, if you paid somebody to do it? Like, say if it's writing one of your thing, you paid him to write a paper for you. Like, how would you really feel about it after it was done? Would you feel like you accomplished something, or would you feel like you just had to push that off?
Man, please. For real, though, I'd be like, keep it moving. I got a good grade.
Yeah. Personally, I don't think I could be happy with that.
I got a good grade. I'm just saying, because sometimes these pieces of work be looking crazy. And you'd be like, why am I doing all of this mess for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is all this for? I'm just saying. It's just too much stuff. But at the same time, it's like if you were in school, it is a guarantee that you are going to have to do some work, especially if you're trying to get to the higher level of education. And nowadays, knowledge is power, so it's very important to know stuff, especially if you are trying to get a career. But from my personal opinion, I don't think that education is the only way to learn stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can learn things from you. I can learn things from my friends. I can learn things from my mother. I can learn things from my man. It doesn't even matter who I learn it from. You know what I'm saying?
I see,
It's just like the whole society just got this whole college thing all effed up, thinking, oh, you have to be in college just to succeed. That is so not true, and that is so wrong. No, you don't need a college degree to be successful. All you need is experience and you need your brain. That's all I think you need is experience.
I guess if you don't have that, and you always can pay him.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Not necessarily. Not necessarily, though.
I don't know. If I was in a tight bond, though, man, I might run with it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with
right.
you. But I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. Like, once I did it, I wouldn't feel like I accomplished anything. I mean, I feel kind of like, damn, I just paid somebody to do that for me. But and when I seen the grade, if I had a good grade on it, I passed everything with it, then, I mean, I might could push it behind me. But I don't know if I would try to write it myself first. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'll try anyway.
Exactly. And you know, like half the time writing it is just half the battle. So if you can go through and just write it real quick and type it up, and even if you didn't do too bad, at least if you got a B or a C or something like that, you will feel like you did good or accomplished something. You know what I'm saying? If you had took the time to do it yourself. I mean, I'm just saying, all you have to do is try. Just not try at all. You know what I'm saying? And that's like everything in life. I don't feel as though anybody should let somebody do something for them if they didn't even try. At least try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
So that's what I have to say about that, y'all. Yeah, we have about 3 more minutes on Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What. I really do appreciate everybody that chimed in with your girl. And to y'all folks that are listening, if you want to go ahead and call in, you can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And once again, it's 718-664-6543. All right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and go on break, and that will be the end of our show. Holler at y'all. Y'all have a great night, okay?
Yo, Chance, wild. Underestimate. Cause you still come early in a style and come late. Some of the rage as the great. They must be back up. Not of your money don't pack up, stack up. This is what you have to chat on.
Easy now, make a girl breathe. Lord God, this girl, yeah, she's a queen. Look how she do it. Run, girl, run. You know when I come, get the job done. You know when I come, I'm taking more than some. Fuck getting bread, I want every bread crumb. Mama gal, but trust me, me I'm off your plate, nigga, you don't want none. This here's fun, mama tell him I'm hot. Box cover, I would do them blood clots. Top of top, cool it, now you tell me what you're gonna do when my dudes come through. I'm dangerous, but they murder if it's true. I shot down many, but they murdered a few. You murdering who? Nigga, yell on. You copycat frauds, who follow, fuck you. My shit's up, sexy gal, then back it up. yeah. Skin out, rock out, stuck, girl, not drum, but, yeah, let it go. I'm bad, my team's even worse. We reach higher heights, we put in the work. I can't help it when it's way too close. We just take these niggas to